Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, March 4th for AgDaily.com. The grains have started off. Corn and beans are higher here this morning. Corn up a penny and a half. Beans up 7.5 at the moment. We've got wheat down 0.75 cents. The trade's trying to digest whether or not they believe these rumors that President Xi and President Trump are going to meet in the next 2 weeks to sign a trade deal. If they do, they claim they're going to take $30 billion worth of U.S. ag products, another 10 million metric tons of beans. With the funds short 50,000 contracts and corn short 100,000 contracts, you'd think the market would do a little bit better in here today. I believe that we're going to see a deal. The president has asked President Xi to take off the tariffs on beans immediately. It seemed like they were open to that, but we haven't seen any confirmation of that. I'm sure we're going to hear more rumors. You know, we keep hearing these good rumors and then the denials and good rumors, denials. This market's been going back and forth so many times, it's hard to get a handle on what's really true out here. But I think the market, you know, should be acting better if this was really true. If we do sign an agreement with China, I think it's a game changer. But until we actually see something signed, I think it's all, you know, pie in the sky. So the weather around the world, we don't see any real major problems except in the southern part of the United States. It's cold and wet. Certainly going to delay some planting down there. So that could play an impact longer term. We could lose some corn acres. That could be a little friendly to the corn market. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we can get a rally, whether it's based off of China, whether it's based off of the weather. South America crops aren't quite in the bin yet, but they're still in good shape, except for the Brazilian beans. I think they're down somewhere south of 115,000 metric tons. But I think when it's all said and done out here, it's about the trade deal. Now, the Dow Jones, starting off the week, is down 270 points here. Either it's buy the rumor, sell the fact, or they don't think the deal's going to go through. So, again, it's a mixed bag out here. But longer term, if we do have a deal, like I said, I think this moves the market higher. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.